On the Bechdel cast, the questions asked if movies have women in them. Are all their discussions just boyfriends and husbands, or do they have individualism? The patriarchy's effing vast. Start changing it with the Bechdel cast.
Hi, everybody. Jamie here.
And me too. It's Caitlin.
Incredible.
Well, off to an amazing start, as always.
So this week, listeners, we're doing something a little different. Ooh. It's a cross-promotional. I don't even know if that counts, if it's like one of the hosts. Like,
you
can't cross over with yourself.
I think you can.
It sounds horny now.
You can. Yeah, cross I crossed over with myself last night.
I crossed over with myself 3 times this morning. Okay, wow. Fine. We're crossing over with ourselves. So this week, instead of a normally scheduled episode, we're going to be releasing a cross episode from my new researched series called ACCast. We talked about it a little bit before our 9 to 5 episode a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
But yeah, we're releasing one of those episodes into the Bechdel cast feed this week. If you haven't tried the show out, I mean, we
Now's
couldn't be more biased.
Time.
And then we'll be back with your regularly scheduled programming next week. But I've chose this episode to release into the feed. This is the 3rd in the series, which might seem kind of random, but there's reasoning behind it that hopefully makes sense, which is that, so the show is me using the Kathy comics that came out between 1976 and 2010 to kind of just trace elements of the boomer generation that are very frustrating or very complicated or very just, it's a lot. And this is the episode that is about just a kind of a brief history of American feminism and how it's stuff that we talk about on the show a lot, but I learned a lot doing it. It's just about how, you know, feminism in the US almost always hugely lacks intersectionality. I learned a ton about how some of this I knew, but like how some of the you know, most prominent white feminist leaders of our time were deeply openly racist, deeply openly homophobic, and so there's also Kathy comics, so there's some levity. But it's mostly about the first and second waves of feminism in the US and where their successes were and where their huge glaring failures were. And yeah, I feel like if you're a fan of the Bechdel cast, it's kind of relevant info because it's stuff that we've alluded to on the show quite a bit. But I don't know. The more I learned, the more I'm just like, damn, it truly has always been this way. How frustrating.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you doing ACCast and doing that deep dive and providing all that context. It's a really great episode. I think all of our listeners have, if you haven't heard it already, which I bet, you know, a fair number have, but if you haven't, check it out and then go back, start from the beginning, listen to the whole thing. The world is your oyster.
I'm going to Venmo you the $50 I promised to Venmo you for saying all of that.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I really appreciate it. It was a super fun show to put together, and I hope you enjoy it. Caitlin appears in the 4th episode if you're having fun listening. And yeah, if you want to hear more Bechdel cast and you're all caught up on the main feed, maybe this is your week to sign up for our Patreon, aka Matreon. You can go to patreon.com/Bechdelcast. $5 a month, you'll get a bunch of bonus episodes. We just observed Portman July again.
Again for the second time. And what better month to sign up if you're not already a matron, because this month is Jamie's birthday month.
It's a humdinger.
Oh my goodness. We are covering Crossroads and the Lizzie McGuire movie.
It's just a millennial hellfire on the Matreon this month. I'm very excited.
Yes.
But yeah, other than that, we will be back next week with an episode on Contact. That is quite a large episode. There's so much to discuss about space and how, you
space
know,
space the final frontier. Wow.
Is space feminist? Why are billionaires making it so hard to enjoy, etc.
Mm-hmm. Good questions.
So we'll be back next week, and please enjoy this episode on Kathy and the history of American feminism from ACCAST.
Yay!